Tools of the Trade.
Bless that glorious, massively long intro. Now, we are in studio with, fair to say, two-fifths of paper thieves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All the way from Berlin, Germany.
Yes.
One has a, is it Hotte? Has the a legit German accent and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a German accent, yes. Let's talk in German accent.
I don't know if you can help it.
I'm going to ask the important question. Is this your first time in New Zealand?
This is my first time, yeah. Like, I never made it as far as Istanbul, actually.
Wow.
So it's quite
a jaunt.
The first time in a long flight over Hong Kong and then over here from London.
How many of the band are German natives and how many local New Zealanders?
There are three Germans. A Kiwi, me, and our bass player is actually from Cyprus.
Oh, so you're the New Zealand connection.
I'm the New Zealand
connection.
It's just you.
You're like, come to New Zealand, it'll be great. And everyone's like, I don't know, man. Why are you here?
Pretty much.
I wanted to just quickly ask, what is the is there still heaps of Kiwis mucking around over in Berlin?
Yeah, there are a lot of Kiwis. Mm. There's a big park in Berlin.
Yes, I know the park
the
well.
The Mauer Park, yeah. Mm. And
Scuzz
every
a beer,
time
have a
I go,
down.
There's about a handful of Kiwis busking there.
Oh, nice.
Music.
Cool, cool. Now, to the business at hand, it is Tools of the Trade, so we talk gear. And Hotte, I'm almost positive I say your name wrong every time, but we'll just carry on. You're being really polite about it as well.
You can say that.
Okay,
Hotte.
Cool.
Okay,
great.
It's all right.
You've brought a Korg Minilog along with you, which you've got yes. Pretty recently, you've said.
Yeah, it's 3 weeks old, and it's a new color. The guy
the
who
one.
Sold it to me told me it's a black. It's a new color, black.
And the,
in the light, it's a little bit different, you know. Like now it's red, and now it's I don't know.
It's shiny.
It's shiny.
If we just explain to people what this is, it's a polyphonic analog synthesizer.
Yes.
Essentially, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like normally I play a Juno 106,
quite massive,
quite massive and quite too big to carry it in the airplane. So I bought this one as an addiction.
A bit precious as well to be dragging a Juno around, you know, like that's kind of a vintage thing.
Yeah, the Juno itself is really heavy, and also the case is really heavy and vintage, and everything is older than me actually. But yeah, I don't know, like this is an addiction, like it has
addiction
not an addiction.
But, it's
also
the same thing.
Starting, also an addiction.
We're starting messing around with the language. Yes,
also an addiction.
That's everything I wanted actually. So I don't know, it's an addition. Okay, it's an addition because it has two oscillators.
It's addition. It's an addition due to the addiction.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much.
Yes. And yeah, and you can play both oscillators in the same time. So that's actually.
Oh, you were saying the Juno has one oscillator, whereas this has the bonus of having the two oscillators, which can kind of fight against each other and make sorts of radical noises.
You can detune against each other, and that's pretty cool, actually.
Go ahead and give it a strum, mate. Let's hear it, so everyone knows what we're in for.
Okay. So.
Oh, that's right. You were saying you figured out the home shake track, right?
Yeah, just like I thought about showing what this thing can do, and I want to show it over an example from home shake. Maybe maybe we should play the track a little bit.
I reckon you do your thing here, and then we'll play the track. So everyone knows.
Okay.
You do a little intro.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So I will at first play it with only one oscillator. Let me hear that. Is it enough juice coming out of the swing?
Yeah, we got you.
All right, cool. All right, okay, so maybe you know that song. So it's basically that.
That's one oscillator, right?
This is one.
But it kind of gets more interesting once you add the second oscillator and sort of they fight each other.
If I add the second one, it sounds like... Wait. So now it's not detuned. Wait.
New toy.
So, new toy. So, actually, that was the sound. Wait. No.
There you go.
And then this one. And if I add the second one, it sounds like that. You see, it's like much more detuning and much more going on there.
It's definitely a familiar sound. Should we slip into that home shake song and see what you got going on?
Yeah.
Yo! Yeah!
Yes.
Home Shake right there. We were trying to figure out how to say the name of that song. It's K-H-M-L-W-U-G-H. We are in studio with Paper Thieves, or specifically, really, Hotte is here with his Korg Minilog. Now, this will be on stage tonight at the Wine Cellar.
Yes. Yeah.
Alongside what else? What else is in this? I see the Paper Thieves are a five-headed prog pop monster. Mm. What does that involve? What other instruments are going on?
There are a lot of instruments, actually. Like, we have...
I'd imagine a prog monster would need quite a few instruments.
Yeah, yeah, we have a lot of proggy instruments, actually, like a guitar and a bass and I don't know. I have to take my headphones off.
Usually
maybe I'm really loud.
Okay. Oh, I can turn that down. Sure.
No. Yeah, like we have a guitar, a bass, we have drums, we have a drum pad, a drum synthesizer.
Cool.
Then we have
the Juno usually.
The Juno, the Nord.
The Nord.
Then we have another keyboard, the Juno DI, which has a lot of cool effects also. And now the mini lock is new.
You're going to have to do some pretty tricky workarounds. Unless, have you got someone in Auckland with a Juno that's going to bring along to the gig real nice like that?
Oh, it'd be so nice if anybody out there, just wants to come along and bring a Juno.
What time are you guys on tonight?
106 would be amazing. At 8, the first band plays, Aro, who's supporting us, and then we'll be on about 9:30.
But the people with the Juno should become an hour before, because I have to preset presets.
Will you accept any other type, or just has to be the Juno 106?
Juno 60 could also be good.
Yeah, Juno 60 is also good.
Nice, okay, sweet. Yeah. I think a little bit of wiggle room there.
Yeah.
And you're playing along with Aro, who's from New Zealand, all going down tonight at the Wine Cellar. I'm going to assume it's probably like a cheeky tenor on the door or something. Nice. Yeah. Oh, there it is too. Easy little evening out. Now, we thought we'd go out on a Paper Thieves track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What can you tell me about this one that you've chosen, Both Hands?
Like, yeah, Both Hands is also really synth-based, actually. Like, the verse is starting also with a... Actually, it's starting with a nice Wurlitzer sound we also really like. And then...
What's that?
The Voli, like it's a kind of a Fender Rhodes kind of, but it's actually different. But then it goes into a.
Here we go.
Okay. Like.
No, there's no Whirly on this.
There's no Voli on this.
Yeah.
But then there is a. Let me try the panel mode and then maybe we
get the Minilogue can do most things.
It's an arpeggiator, no?
No, it's actually. It's like that.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
That's actually what's happening. Like you have an oscillator and you have the rate of an LFO, which is like, and it's a roundy wave. You can also have another wave. It makes like it's a triangle.
Oh yeah, yeah.
This is like a wavy wave, and you can also have another wave. But on this track, we have this one.
I like how you said wavy wave.
Extra wavy.
That's my
synth
question.
Talk,
no?
Synth talk, everyone.
And then, yeah, it's basically that. And then, I don't know, like there are a few layers of other synthesizers on it.
No doubt.
And then the chorus started. And then we have, what kind of sound we have there? We have, I tried to rearrange the sounds from the Juno on this one.
Mm. And then because it has, you can save presets on the Minilogue, right?
What?
You can save presets on there. How many presets can you save on there? Quite a few, I think.
You can save 200, actually.
Far
out. That's actually what I'm always doing.
So lazy.
Presetting presets, that's the thing.
Perfect.
Playing a synthesizer. It's like, and then we have this kind of chords we play there,
mm-hmm.
And it has also like a pitch LFO on it.
Nice.
I can even
increase
it,
yeah.
And then you hear it better.
Seasick John, get you nice and seasick, mate.
And that's basically what happened. And then we have also an arpeggiator, which I don't programmed here on this one. But
no, you're right. Well, I mean,
we can hear in the song.
We got the track here.
Yeah.
Hey, Paper Thieves, Hote, thank you so much for coming in and bringing your Minilogue with you.
Yes.
Lee, very
thank
nice
you.
To meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
I implore everybody to get along to Wine Cellar tonight to watch all this happen in the flesh.
Yes. Come.
Silence, but I be touch, I miss the mark. Tools of the Trade.